I was told Morgan Burnett tweaked his ankle, so we held him.
I mean, a lot of senior guys get hurt, but is there maybe a little bit of an upside against more reps to Clinton Dix and Hyde to maybe sort that out a bit? Or?
Well, I mean, everybody wants to get reps, and you know, we've talked about it a lot throughout the offseason, talked about it as a team, you know, just the importance of how these 21 practices break down. I mean, you have, you know, two shell practices, you have the four Saturday practices, 15 padded practices. So, yeah, every rep's very important, especially in the competitive drills.
First crack at 2 minute today, Mike.
That was very good. I mean, the biggest thing when you get out there in 2 minutes, and we're kind of a little ahead of the game because we've been going no huddle since day one, so the, you know, a lot of the mechanics carry. But just the communication, getting set out. I thought that Aaron, the quarterback, was exceptional just in some things he did at the line of scrimmage. But you know, I thought the communication on defense was good. So it's what you wanted. Probably a little longer. I mean, it, you know, I don't know if you want to go that many plays the first time out of the back. I would have liked to got the second group out there for a series. So I'll have to get that. I'll have to make that up.
Devon House made a few plays at the end of that period. What do you need to see out of him this summer?
Devon House clearly having his best year here as a pro. Just is coming. What he's done since the off season and some of the things he's really focused on, things that he knew he could improve on. So, I mean, you saw that since April. So he's a big, long, strong corner, and he does a lot of good things. I love that whole secondary. Just you talk about depth and the competition, and I think Devon's off to an excellent start. I wouldn't say Devon was held back. It's just, you know, it's just his progression of growth. I mean, he's had an injury, unfortunate injury situation out there in that San Diego game. And I think to a man, everybody thought that was his time. So, he does some great things on special teams. And, you know that battle that all good young players go through is their contribution on special teams and also competing for a starting spot and, you know, getting on the dime packages or the nickel packages and so forth. So I just think he was a very young, raw corner when he came here, and I just think you're seeing a natural progression.
Mike, is it fair to say that you've put more on Eddie Lacy's plate in year two, and just how has he looked to you to this point in camp?
I wouldn't say we put more on Eddie Lacy's plate. I just think Eddie he's improving at all of the little things, the details of his position. Just for example, today we were in inside skeleton drill with the running backs and tight ends work against the inside linebackers and the safeties. And you know, Eddie was talking about route running and just cleaning up some things. And he made a comment. He says, you know, he had run a real nice route and got the football. And he said, man, he said, you know, I did this drill all year last year and never got open. So I think that in itself tells you just working on the little things, pass protection, he's much better. So once again, had an excellent rookie year, extremely productive. But yeah, I think you're just seeing the growth of him, you know, throughout all aspects of his game.
So could he take his biggest jump in the passing game, you think, maybe in year two?
I don't know. I mean, we're not going to line up and feature, you know, Eddie is in the passing game. I mean, he still needs to be standing back there behind the quarterback, getting the ball around with a shoulder square.
Mike, where do you see DeJuan Harris fitting into your overall running back picture with trying to get Lacy to be the three-down back? How do you mix in, or where do you mix in DeJuan Harris?
Well, you train every running back, and DeJuan's no different. You train them all to be a three-down player because you really, when you have the mindset of playing as fast as you can, I mean, we've talked about the offense philosophy here in the past. You know, some people want to slow it down and you know, be exact what they do and personnels and the personnel by personnel group and play calls and things like that. We have an exceptional group as far as the ability to play really fast, starting with the quarterback all the way through our linemen. So you want every position to be able to play three downs, because when you start substituting players for they can't play this position or they can't play that position, and I mean, it extends to our receivers, it extends to our tight ends. The tight ends are all able to play all three formats that they're asked to do. The receivers play all four positions. So, I mean, that's something these guys learn from day one, and that's what DeJuan needs to do. DeJuan needs to focus on being an every down back.
Are you seeing an impact in camp with the greater number of players that are here in the offseason, throughout the offseason? Is it positively impacting camp?
Well, I mean, the off season, I'll say this: we hit the targets. I felt after the first two or three practices that this team is further ahead on knowing what to do. But obviously the process of working and galvanizing and going through the team periods and all the fundamentals. That's how that's when you learn to do it better. Do it the right way and things like that. So. I think this group has done a very, very good job preparing them for training camp.
Mike, there's other coaches right now looking at players in the holdout, off-field issues, suspensions. You've had a tough year in 2008. Those distractions, they can get in the way of getting your football team ready for the season, right? Is this your best camp?
Well, I mean, we're just getting started. I'm not ready to say best anything right now. I thought this was a good red zone day today, and their short yardage was there'll be some good video there, but distractions are coming. They're out there. They come in many different forms and fashions. Everybody has them. I'm not aware of really what you're talking about, but what's going on around the league. But we just take it one day at a time and make sure we're getting better each and every day, and we've been able to do that for first four practices.
Like the start. J. Raji's off too. That can't just be change of position, right? And there's got to be something more.
BJ's in great shape. BJ, I thought he reported. I know our strength staff was very, very pleased with BJ came, his weight and where he is and so forth. And some of the things we've changed, or not really changed, where we're emphasizing in BJ's particular job responsibility, I think he does very natural. If you ever want to get a center ready, BJ's, Rozzi's, Josh Boyd are your guys, because they definitely present a challenge to covering up a center.
I guess all along those lines, is JC having some growing pains just with the everything just so new for him, or what do you
think? JC Treader's playing center for the first time, and it's obviously in the National Football League and in this style of offense. So yeah, he needs every rep, and I can't tell you if there is someone in the locker room that's prepared himself as much as he has. So, and he'll continue to do so. Yeah, it's not going to look clean. Our team isn't clean. Let's be honest with you. We've missed blocks. We did some wrong things, and that's why you practice. That's the fundamentals are critical, and that goes from the player to the group, all the way through. But JC needs this work. Natural. Micah Hyde's a very natural, fluent football player, very instinctive, very bright. So, just really needed the offseason to start from A through Z, going through the defense, because particularly at the safety position, there's so much communication that's involved. Obviously, his experience playing nickel and corner would help him with that, to see how it's all fit together. So, I think he looks very natural back here.
Mike, are you seeing a difference in Bostic from last year to this year?
Well, he's bigger, stronger. He needs to stay healthy. That's kind of been, it's gotten Bo's way. We've always been excited about his progress, and he's just had some setbacks. He had a great catch out there today, and he needs to get after the run blocking, because he has that kind of ability to play on the line. So he can run, can stretch it vertically, and just needs it. He's still kind of a young player based on experience, and he just needs the details work. But there's. I think he's done an excellent job coming off of his injury, and he's got himself ready.
Is it any timetable for Jeff Janis?
No, Jeff's situation is a little different, and I'm not couldn't really even explain it. So, but he's we're watching him. We'll be smart. I think it's going to be definitely sooner than later. So. Thank you.